Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zinni, and today we're in Queensbridge with Elam, a singer-songwriter whose beautiful voice, imagery, and determination make her unstoppable. Balancing college and her love for music, Elam would leave her neighborhood and study at Cornell while writing and recording music, eventually graduating and honing her artistry by the age of 20. She would later release songs like In Too Deep, Corazon, Gang Signs, and more, working with artists like French Montana, Vory, Davies, and etc. Aiming for the top, Elam embarks on a new path, inspiring others to follow their dreams regardless of the obstacles in their way.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Amazing.
Ramadan's
good. You fasting?
Yeah, you know.
Me too.
I'm trying to stick in there.
My brother.
All right, yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy, Black Zinni. We're here in Queensbridge with Elam. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
My name is Elam, and I'm an artist. I make music, I make things that make people feel an emotion. That's the job.
Mm-hmm. So, tell me about Queensbridge. What was it like growing up over here?
So, this is where I was born and raised. This is literally my whole life. Growing up here, I feel like I was very much so protected. Like, it was fun until you realized it wasn't really that fun. And then as you get older, you start seeing, like...
Once childhood ended.
Yeah, once childhood ended, you start seeing, oh, wait, those sleepovers were sleepovers because there was floods happening in your crib. And, like, there was a mold issue happening. And it's just, that's when I started becoming, I guess, a little bit more woke to, like, the issues that residents of NYCHA experience. But outside of that, like, it was fun. It was fun living here.
Glad to hear it. What brought you to Houston? What made you become an artist?
So when I was really young, I would say like 11, they used to do mad block parties out here. So all the radio stations would come here, they would do block parties, and they had this little like talent show that was happening, and I was like, okay, I wanna do it. I was doing a talent show, and I was just like, okay, cool, like I'm gonna do it. I went and I sang Kelly Clarkson Breakaway. And people were crying. It, like, I'm in the hood doing this shit. I was like 11. And everybody started
crying. American Idol kids. I swear, when I was growing up, I'm like, how the fuck am I here doing that?
And I was sitting there, I was singing, and long story short, like, I won like a bike, and it was the first time I ever had a bike in my life. And I was like, oh shit, like, you could probably do this and make money. And that's like when everything shifted for me, and I was like, I'm gonna do this for real.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are. Yes, here we are.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Of course. All right, so this is the deli you grew up going to?
Yes, I would always come to this deli. It definitely has upgrades now. It used to be a little dusty, but you know, it's doing this thing.
All right.
Yes. Well,
after you, let's go find out where we can get in here.
Let's do it.
All right, here we are. So this is the spot.
It's the spot.
You ready to get some food?
You know, it is Ramadan, so we'll get little stuff to break fast with.
For sunset, of course. Mm-hmm. Right. I did put it in my bag.
That's a fire bag.
Thank you so much. $20.
We rich. Good.
All right.
Good. All right.
Depending how you would. You don't got to get a hot sandwich, but.
Yeah, for sure not. Yeah, we rich now. So the first thing, we need water.
This is even tired.
All right, let's do this. And then some coconut water.
Coconut water.
Let's do this one. See what else we could find. Salt and vinegar. I'm gonna get one of these. We're gonna do this. And then some gum, and I think that's pretty much it. Let me get the trident, the mint one. Thank you.
You got a job. That's why you got a 20.
So, you're from Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Born there?
I was born in New York.
In New York. Have you ever been?
Of course, yeah. I go there every, like, 2-3 years.
Okay.
Like, my whole family is there. So, like, here I have my mom, dad, brother, and sister. Everybody else, they're in Morocco.
Back home.
So, yeah.
All right. So, being from there, like, learning about your heritage, does that push you as an artist and as a person?
It pushes me as a person because it's like, you know, I have a lot of responsibility and a lot of people who are relying on me. So it's like, Moroccans, if you know Moroccan women, like our work ethic is crazy. African women in general, like we just work really hard. So for me, it's like being Moroccan definitely affects my work in the most positive way, I feel.
I agree. So Queens is home to a lot of prominent artists. Mm-hmm. Were you influenced by any of them?
For sure. I think growing up, like Nas was played on every block. So like that was my first introduction to music. And then I started finding out that like, you know, Nicki Minaj is from Queens, 50 Cent is from Queens. And I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. It's just, you know, when you see people that kind of look like you, have similar stories like you make it, it makes it feel more real. So like.
Dope, mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear it. So tell me about this jumpsuit, this Daily Paper jumpsuit.
Daily Paper.
Where did you get this from?
I got it from Daily Paper. I know the owners, one of them is Moroccan. Abdurrahman is his name. He's amazing. I think it's just, it's dope that you have two Africans doing something for culture and like putting their little heritage in it. So shout out Abdurrahman and Hussein.
So any special goals going forward as an artist or just for yourself?
Yeah, honestly right now I'm just making music. I need to create. Like that's the only thing that keeps me sane, but I want to drop consistently. I need to be dropping consistently, you know?
I understand.
That's one of my goals. Hopefully do a tour very soon and just like come back. Like I spend a lot of time in LA because that's where like the creatives are. And then every time I come back to New York, it's just like mad energy and mad love. And like, you know, sometimes when you're in LA, like you be feeling like a little like, what the fuck? But then when you're back here, it's just like, should be feeling good. So just
spending, like you're home, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, spending more time here, spending time with the creatives here, like, this is it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're an R&B artist.
Mm-hmm. I would say alternative R&B.
Alternative R&B. I know I have my troubles with
genres.
Yeah,
no, you're
I'm not
good.
Gonna lie, because it's always a new one every day. Mm-hmm. But alternative R&B. Tell me how you found that lane. How you decided to claim that that's where you work.
Yeah.
That's where your music lies.
I mean, growing up, I listened to like Aaliyah, Ashanti, Maya. So a lot of the girls were like the light voices, like the light, sultry voices.
Lauryn Hill,
she got a rich voice. But you know what I'm talking about? The girls with the light voices. Because I was listening to Lauryn Hill, I was listening to Whitney Houston.
Light voice, I guess.
And they're amazing, but I think what inspired me was like, oh shit, like my voice is unique and I can use it as like an instrument. And that's when I started really getting into music and like, I don't know, man, like I just knew I wanted to be an artist ever since I was young. I don't know, it just, that's just what it was.
So, if you could perform in any country, any venue, any event, where would it be and why?
In Morocco, they have this festival called Marwazine. My goal is to headline it one day. That's it.
I see it. It's entirely possible.
1,000%.
But, so tell me about projects you have coming forward. What do you
I'm dropping a freestyle, hopefully this month. Right now I'm just focused on like singles, doing like a nice little rollout. And hopefully I drop my first album very soon, but yeah.
Looking forward to
it. I have an announcement very soon, but we're not gonna talk about it just yet.
We're not talking about it just yet, I understand, don't worry. Your first EP, self-titled, Elam.
Well, Elam is my third EP. When I got signed, first EP is 4110.
Oh, okay, 4110. So tell me about 4110.
Mm-hmm. So 4110 was my first project ever. Actually, if we walk a couple blocks down, 4110 is the building that I grew up in. I wrote all the music in, and my manager at the time had put me in a studio and was like, yo, it was the first time I ever had an opportunity to be in a studio. So a girl was prepared, and I stole hella YouTube beats. And in like a 7-hour session, I wrote that entire EP, recorded it, and sent it to him. And that's how 4110 was born.
Do you see yourself doing like other, like I know you want to headline Marwazine. Do you see, like, have you been trying to like do other stuff out there, you know, humanitarian stuff or anything like that along those lines?
For sure. I mean, there's two things I want to do. Obviously, I want to like help the youth in Morocco. I think there's so many like artists, but it's just like, how do you how do you merge over there? I mean, shit, I can't even figure out how to do it here. It's a process.
No, yeah, but, I mean, but New York's, come on.
Yeah, America's yeah. It's different.
Way
yeah.
weirder so it's about like, the shit than
I think,
anywhere else.
I think just me doing music, like, young girls, whether they wear a hijab or not, like, they need to see someone like me doing it.
So tell me about what you got coming forward. What's next for you? What's next for your projects? What's next for your music?
Forward, like I said, music.
Concerts.
Creating.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem.
See each other soon.